Hello.
Hey, Mr. Jackson.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Jackson. This is Mr. Weatherspoon. Do you own the property on Suffin Road?
Yeah, I own two properties. Which one are you referring to?
2301.
Yes.
Okay. Are you still looking to sell it?
Yeah, but I'm looking to sell it for 25. I'm not going lower than that.
Okay. I mean, how soon would you be interested in selling
As soon as possible.
Because,
If I get 25, you can get it tomorrow.
I know it needs a lot of work. I know, which, I'm not trying to negotiate you or, do whatever, we can't buy, I don't buy every house that I talk to, but for every person I talk to, but I am interested in it, and I know the property, pretty well, just with the others in the area and doing work over there. I hear you on 25. I don't think that's an unreasonable number, but I really think that I need to be, closer to that 20 route if I was going to be paying all closing costs and taking care of, everything that I need to. I mean, is that.
I'm sorry, sir. The house is valued at 45 to 50, just as it's set with the land and stuff. So you want me to give you the property for $20,000? I'm talking about, come on, you got to give me a break here. Everybody wants to just with me to give the property away, and I'm not doing that.
I'm not asking you to give it away, man. I'm not. I'm not. I
Well,
just.
I'm telling you what I'm asking. You telling me what you want to do. And like I said, if you give me 25, you can get it tomorrow.
So you're saying.
In the same place, you say you know the area. They got houses, 160,000 in the house, in that area, same area, a couple doors down. One way or another, but you want me to give a property that's worth
No.
45? Hello?
I don't mean to cut you off, man. I'm not asking you to give it to me. I am
Okay,
not.
I'm just letting you know what the deal is in the area.
Well, I want to apologize if, I've come off as, anything but, unprofessional. I'm trying to be a good steward of your time, and, if my cadence is, misled you or whatnot. I'm not looking to take the property from you, and I'm not looking to, argue over nickels and dimes. So I apologize if, that's, maybe how you felt. I definitely don't mean to do that. So,
Okay, then.
The no, so can you repeat? You said the houses are selling for what? I'm sorry.
Just repeat that again.
You said houses in the area are selling for
I'm talking about if you look up on you
X.
Zillow. Yeah, they got houses 160,000 in the area,
Right.
95 in the area. I'm talking about the house does need work.
And I see what you're saying. I don't disagree with you, but like the houses that are selling for, 160, they're also 1,000 square feet, 1,100 square feet. And for me to to put the money into this, I mean, I think we can both agree it needs everything. And when I'm, talking, on a refinance, obviously, I would pay cash for it, but it's got to have that room for, how much I'm going to put into it. I mean, I'm not sure how familiar you are with, materials, but realistically, I'm going to have to put in, I would say $50,000, $60,000 into this thing. So let's just say it was let's just say it was 50, so that's 75, and let's just say at the end of it, it would be worth, you know, maybe $95,000, $100,000. Let me just real quick see if that would even work, if it was 100,000 times points, because I got to be able to refinance it, and that just, yeah, I mean, it's hard with that. I know it's just, you know, $5,000, but it's just cutting into the, you know, because to refinance it, you know, you got to be, you know, 75% loan to value. I mean, would you do anything less?
No, sir.
So what I'm hearing is, okay, well, how about this? If I have, let's see, I have multiple closings. Would you get me to the end of August to close on it then? Because I have three other closings. And then that way it would, yeah, that would probably work, because then I would have closed on those.
Sir, what's your name again?
My name's Mr. Weatherspoon.
Weatherspoon?
Yes, sir.
And your first name?
Zachary.
Zachary? If you want to, I have no one calling, or, you know, people are calling, but they are saying that they want it for $10,000, $15,000. They just want me to give them the property. I'm willing to work with you. If you want to give me the $25,000, you can have to end it off. But I have money that I have put into it too, paying for somebody to cut the grass and for 10 years and paying the taxes on it for 10 years with no income coming in. So I just can't see going below 25. Okay. And if you want to give me 25, you and wait till August to close on it, I'm willing to do that.
Okay. Hang on one second. Best phone number for you?
I'm sorry, you break it up, sir. I can't hear you.
Is this the best phone number for you?
Yeah. And you can text me if I don't answer the phone right away. You can text me, leave a message on that number also.
All right, hang on one second. I'm just cranking out, making sure that this is, you know, it would work for me. Just hang on one second. I'm not in the business of, you know, offering something that's not worth, you know, I don't mean to insult you, and I apologize if I did. I understand, you know, people, you know, they're gonna, you know, people are people. They're gonna offer you whatever, you know, that fits their needs. You know, in my business, you know, I'm a firm believer that there needs to be, you know, a winner in every deal. And so, you know, it is more than I want to pay. But it, I mean, it's a good area. I think we can both agree to that. It's going to have to be the 2nd of September. 31st is on a Saturday. So that's, is that doable?
The 2nd of September?
Yeah, September 2nd.
Yeah, that's fine. But I have some questions, though.
Okay.
You said closing. Do I get my money at closing?
Yeah, at closing, yeah. That's always okay. How it works.
Okay, then. I just wanted to make sure. A lot of people wanted me to go past closing and all this.
You're saying, I think I know where you're going with that. No, so, you know, we'll do the title search. We'll do everything. And then, you know, as long as you got a clean title on it, you've had it for a while.
Yes, and it's a clean title. I can tell you that right now.
Okay. You have your phone in front of you?
Do I have like what?
You have access to text message or email? Because if I'm gonna do this, you know, I'm good to go. So you know.
This number you call it, you can text me at that and email me. You can email, you know, my email address if you wanna write it down.
I actually it populated with your phone number, so can you pull up your email address? Or can you pull up your email or phone?
Hold on for 1 second. And I'm driving, so I'm just left from the house, matter of fact.
It's all right.
And, this is a bad area on this road.
Oh,
so I just want you to know if it goes out, it's not because I'm hanging up, it's because of the area.
You're good. So, you know, we'll take care of closing costs. You know, there's really no other, if you have any other questions, I guess, let me know. But you should have gotten a text message, and you need to consent to receive SMS. That way, it's just a one-page document.
You said I should have got a text message or email?
Both. So if you go to your text messages...
And it's coming from who?
It should be from DocuSign.
I got one from Forrest McGee.
Yeah, that's my partner.
Yeah, you know... I went in with Forbes last time and they couldn't sell the house. They wouldn't buy the house. I don't know what's different this time, Jack.
Well, you know, I wasn't aware of that. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly what went wrong, but I know the area, and you know,
but then they wanted me to wait to have to close them to get my money. I didn't get it when you got the key. I got my money at closing. When I signed it over to you guys, I was getting my money there. I had to wait. So your lawyers paid me.
No, at closing you will 100% get the money. I do all the buying, so I'm not sure.
I'm just telling you what they did to me last time. What they were telling me. I didn't get my money at closing. I had to get their lawyer was going to pay me later. And I'm not going down that route again. And then they put my house on Zillow.
Yeah.
And you could hardly call them, get in touch with them. You're looking for them to call you. I mean, you keep you posted. Nothing. That's why the house is on the market for 60 days.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we will make it smooth as possible for you. And, you know, sorry for the bad experience. You know, I'm not too sure exactly what happened, but you know, if you want to deal directly with me and me only, I don't have a problem with that.
So what am I doing? You want me to sign this document?
Yeah, and that way we can close on the agreed close date. Or, I mean, we might. It's possible we could do it sooner. I mean, just, you know, we have a lot of closings, so you know, this one is out of budget a little bit, but. Like I said, I know the area, and
was that, weren't you the first last person I spoke to?
No.
That originally called me?
I don't recall. No.
Well, I'm gonna tell you that. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna think about this for a minute. Talk to my wife. I'm not going to sign. I'm going to ask you what you think about it, because like, we went with you guys last time, and you telling me like night and day stuff.
How about Mr. Jackson? How about this? Look.
Repeat it again?
Yeah, Mr. Jackson. How about this? At any point, if you say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, we won't do it. No problem. You know, we can avoid the paperwork, and you know, we don't have to do it. We'll move on. You know, like I said, I don't know what happened the first time. I am completely out of that role. So, you know, if this isn't something that you're comfortable with doing, you know, totally get it.
Can I get that in writing?
Yeah, it's on the paperwork. I mean, you can, if you want to, at any point, look, here's the thing. You can't make anyone do anything, right? You know, nothing's guaranteed in life. And, you know, at any point, if you're like, hey, I don't want to do business with you, I'd rather say, okay, no problem, instead of, you know, getting a bad reputation for our name. You've had a bad experience once. I would not, you know, want that to happen again. And, you know, that's how I operate, man. You know, and let me see. Originally it was, I guess, $20,000 that y'all had agreed to, but you know, look, I'm off.
No, it was 25.
Okay.
It was 25 the whole time.
Okay.
And, it wasn't 20, it was 25.
Okay. Well, regardless, you know, we buy a lot of properties. You know, I don't know what fell through the cracks, but you know, we will get it done.
Well, like I said, I'm gonna get back home and look at the document, print it out and look at it, and I'll talk to my wife, and can I text you back and get back to you?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. And as a matter of fact, just because of the budgeting, you know, I can't. Hang on, sorry, I was getting a phone call. I can't guarantee it. You know, so if you do, you know, like tomorrow, but because I'm looking at three other houses today. You know, if we can do something great, if you can, you know, the sooner the better, but I can't guarantee I'll be able to do it depending on how these next three houses go this afternoon. If I do decide to buy, a couple of them, you know, offer's probably going to be not on the table, but for now, we're good, but I do have an appointment at 4 and 6:30. So, you know, do what you need to do to feel comfortable. Don't want to drag your feet. And, you know. I'm not dragging mine. You know, I don't like making offers. You know, I'm ready to buy. So I don't like going back and forth.
Well, you say that. I'm not trying to go back. I'm at 25, and I've been like that for forever. I'm not going back and forth. But I'm trying to tell you.
No, I know you're not.
I'm trying to tell you the experience I went through last time. It was you guys, your company was going back and forth. You said that you could sell it. You give me 25, and it didn't happen.
Right. Well, you know, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but you know, if you want to deal with me directly, I don't mind.
And is not getting no money from the lawyers, and getting the money when I give you guys the key at the end of closing, right? September 2nd, you said?
Correct.
Okay. Let me talk to my wife and see how she feel about it, and I'll call you. What's a good time I can call you back today?
I mean, I would, if you're serious about doing it, I would ideally call me at before 3 p.m. because the way these appointments are looking, it looks like I'm gonna be buying. I'd like to buy all three, but you know, if I buy two, which I more than likely think that's how it's going to go down, then just full transparency, I'm not going to be able to do this one as well. But if you can, you know, if you want, you know, you want 25, we're willing to do it. You'll close, you'll be flexible at the closing with, you know, that September date. You know, I would prefer to, you know, be able to pick up this property. And, you know, maybe it's my fault. Maybe, you know, I wasn't aware. You know, I don't know what happened last time, but, you know, I would have, you know, done my best to bring it to the finish line because, you know, like I said, I know the area and, you know, that, you know, it makes sense. So, I think it's a good price. I think it's, I mean, it's a little high than I wanted to pay, but I think it's a good price for you. I think overall it's a fair deal. So I would like to get this one. So if I could know before, you know, I go look at these other houses, because, you know, realistically, if I don't hear back, I'm just, you know, whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to have, you know.
I will let you know before 3.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And this is a good number I can call you back at?
Yes, sir. And, you know, I don't mean to put, you know, I'm not trying to put pressure on you or put, you know, be a lousy car salesman, but, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, I'm in business and I can't buy every house, but at this current time I can. So.
I understand that. I feel the same way. When someone tell you they're going to do something, they need to do it and not shoot the breeze.
Yeah. Okay. All right, brother. Well,
okay.
I appreciate it. I'll look forward. I do have a meeting at 12, so about what time do you think you'll call me? That way I can look for it.
I'll call you between 1 and 3.
Between 1 and 3. All right. I'll just plan on 2:00.
Okay.
All right. Or sooner, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, dude.
Thanks,
Andy. Thank you.